So I'll run to the Father again. Hey friends, I'm Pastor Chris. Hopefully I've had a chance to meet you in person at Northwoods. But if not, I'm the new children's pastor. I'm the new pastor over Discoveryland, and I'd like to see you someday. So make sure you come up and give me a high five, give me some knuckles, because I'd like to meet you. Well, today in our story, we're going to start at the very beginning. But we're not going to finish with this story today because it's really, really long. There's one thing to remember. It's all the same story, and it has the same hero, and he's unlike anyone or anything else in the whole world, and he's always good. Any ideas who I'm speaking of? Go ahead, you can shout it out. That's right. Some of you got it. It's God. This is the true story of God. And before we get started, we're going to stop and ask God to teach us today. So let's pray. Pray with me. God, we thank you for your story. And God, we thank you that we can be a part of your story as well. God, help us today to be able to listen, to be able to hear what you have to say for us. It's in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, here's the story. In the beginning, there was nothing, nothing, nothing at all except for God, because God was there. God has always existed and he always will. God was there even when there was no earth, when there was absolutely nothing. So God one day said, let's create the earth. And so he began to create, and he created the starry nights. Pow! Then he created the big ocean, shimmering leaves on trees, and white petals on daisies. Tiny, tiny seashells on the shore, fins on a blue whale, horns on rams, and the beautiful colors of sunset, and everything else that we see on the earth. And guess what? God called it good. Give me a thumbs up. That's right, God called it good. And God saved the best for last. One of the last things he created was man and woman, Adam and Eve, on the final day of creation. And he didn't just call them good, friends. He called them very good. So I want you to give me a very good. Yeah, you can do that. All right, thanks. Anyways, God placed Adam and Eve in the garden in the middle of four rivers, and the garden was beautiful. And it was full of good things to eat and full of animals to play with. And this garden was called Eden. Now, life was really, really good for Adam and Eve. They had the perfect relationship with God, and they walked and talked with God, and Adam and Eve could grab fruit off the trees, and they could pet all the cats and maybe even lions and all kinds of great stuff. And get this, friends, God even asked Adam to name all the animals that he could see. I wonder how he came up with platypus. Anyway, but the only thing Adam and Eve could not do is eat from one tree. Now, I know, friends, that you've got rules at your house, but this was one rule that Adam and Eve had to follow. They could eat from that tree, and 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 that tree. All the trees except for one. I wonder what happened. Well, we're going to tell you. So, one day, Adam and Eve were standing right by this tree, and a serpent approached. And the serpent said something like, hey, why don't you eat some of that fruit? It looks really good to eat, don't you think? Well, guess what? Eve decided maybe that fruit would taste good. Maybe God really didn't tell them what maybe God didn't mean that tree. Anyways, Eve decided to try to eat some of the fruit. And you know what then? After she ate the fruit, she gave some to Adam, who was there with her. And guess what happened, friends? It wasn't good. It was the first sin. Their innocence was gone. And Adam and Eve were afraid of God now. And they went and hid because soon after that happened, they heard God wanting to have their evening chat with them. Now, God knew where they were, even though they were hiding. And God said, Adam and Eve, where are you? And Adam and Eve are like, God said, what did you do? Now, God didn't. God already knew, friends. God knew that they had sinned. And God knew that they had not followed the one rule that he had laid out for them. So, at your house, you probably have some things that you're not supposed to do. You probably know it's not a good idea to talk back to your mom. You probably know that you should be nice to your little brother or sister, right? And when we do things that we know aren't right, or when we do things we know we shouldn't, that's sin. So sin is when we disobey God and turn away from him or the rules because God is holy. He's without sin and he cannot exist with sin. But sin had entered God's perfect rules. So what was going to happen? Well, first of all, the relationship with God and people changed. Adam and Eve faced very severe consequences because of their sin. One of those consequences was that they had to leave the garden and live separately from God and also die someday. And all the people who came after Adam and Eve suffer the same consequences. So that means you and me. We still suffer the consequences from that sin. But it also means that we're not perfect and we have sin in our lives too, friends. But God's good. Don't forget that. He made a promise that he would send a redeemer who would forgive us and pay the price for our sin completely because God loved us. So, you might know some of you might know the rest of this story or part of this story. The redeemer that God sent, any ideas? Who was the redeemer that God sent? Do you know? Well, yeah, it was Jesus. So years long after Adam and Eve left the garden, God sent his son Jesus to live on earth as a man, just like you and me, to grow up and to experience everything that we do, except Jesus didn't sin. And then when Jesus got older, you know that Jesus died on the cross to pay the price as a sacrifice for our sins. Because Jesus was perfect without sin, he became the sacrifice for our sins. And you know that Jesus didn't stay dead, did he? No! 3 days after Jesus died, he rose from the dead. One of the biggest miracles that ever happened. Because of Jesus' death and his resurrection, we can be redeemed. He paid the price for our sins. Jesus redeems us. And he makes it possible for anyone, you, me, your math teacher, your mom, your dad, the post person at the post office, anyone can have a relationship with God because Jesus redeems us. If we have faith in who he is and what God said he's done, God can redeem us from our sin. And what else is cool about that is God just doesn't redeem us from our sins. He has a relationship with us, a redeemed relationship right here, right now, the whole time while we're on this earth. That's pretty amazing. That's pretty cool. And someday we'll get to see God face to face in heaven where there will be no more sin and no more death and no more hurting. It'll be more wonderful beyond anything we can imagine. So friends, God frees us from sin and offers the chance with life with him now and for eternity. And we can respond to God as we think about these amazing truths. So some of you might feel the need for forgiveness of your sin, for anything that makes you feel ashamed or for anything you might have done wrong and know that you shouldn't have done. So you can visit the forgiveness cross and write or draw prayers of confession to God on the leaves. You could even do that at home. And if you're comfortable, you can put those on the cross. So, as you think about that, remember that God redeems, and you can talk to God and ask him to forgive you of any sin. Maybe you're feeling thankful to God because of Jesus' death, and you've already asked Him to be your Lord and Savior. You may want to visit the Thanksgiving cross or create one of your own and know that His death paid for our sins so that we can have a relationship with Him. And you might want to thank Him for that. And if you want, you can write that on a leaf and tape it to the cross to express your thanks for Jesus' amazing gift. Now, maybe you're rejoicing because you know that God's with you, and you know that you'll get to be with God someday in heaven. And you might want to write the word hope on, or you might want to, you might want to visit the hope cross. You can respond to the hope of that God offers us by writing or drawing your thoughts on a leaf and putting it on that cross. So today, friends, spend some time talking with God and praising Him for the ways that He has redeemed you. Hey friends, now's the time for the blessing. So I want you to take a second. I want you to put your hand on your heart. Almost covered up my microphone. That would have been bad. Okay, put your hand on your heart. Can you feel it beating? All right. Keep it there as I read this verse in Romans 5:8. It says this: God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. That is real love. Now, go ahead and hold out your hands. Friends, may you know God is your Redeemer. May you show his love to others this week. Have a great week.